celebration in the Christian calendar, isn't it? You know, the resurrection is what our whole faith and hope in Jesus is built on. And that's why it's so good to be able to celebrate that today and the amazing experience we've had this morning, thanks to Pete, of really reflecting on that. And has anybody here ever been scared of the dark? Yes? Does anyone want to share what that was like? Horrible? Anyone else? Children, have you ever been scared of the dark? No? Holly's never been scared. That's good. Ah, you got your light. So, Holly, how does it make you feel when that light's on? So, you know, when we're in that place where we're scared of the dark, when that light comes on, it makes us feel safe again, doesn't it? Reassured. You know, if you think of times when you have experienced that and suddenly a light comes on or whatever, you see a light in the dark place, you feel some kind of sense of reassurance and safety and like everything's going to be okay. And last night I went to a service of light at St. Jude's, and it was after it had gone completely dark. And the way they do it is you come into the church building and they completely turn the lights off. So similar to what happened this morning, but because it was dark outside, it was complete and utter darkness. Like you could barely see anything, you know, it was that dark. And then we had real candles, because they're allowed to have them there, lit. And it was an amazing thing that with your light, with your candle in your hand, you could see everything around you completely clearly. That then when you looked up and you looked into the darkness, you couldn't see it anymore. But that light was shining and making things clear. And as you went through the service, similar to what's happened this morning, more lights were lit and then all the lights were turned back on. And it was a really moving, powerful thing. And there's that verse in John's Gospel in the New Testament, John 1 verse 5, that says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." That's an amazing verse, isn't it? You can say yes if you want. And the Passion Translation puts it, "And this living expression is the light that bursts through gloom, the light that darkness could not diminish." So I'm just going to read that translation again. "And this living expression," so it's talking about Jesus, "is the light that bursts through gloom, the light that darkness could not diminish." It's such a powerful image for us to meditate on, that whole thing about light shining in the darkness. You know, maybe this morning in our lives there are areas of darkness, or maybe in our family members or friends, in our workplaces, communities, or, you know, there's plenty of things that we can see going on around us in the world where we might define those as darkness. But the light, Jesus, overcomes that darkness. He bursts through gloom. John 8 verse 12 says, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The amazing thing is that light of life is available here for us. There's no situation that's too difficult for that light to shine into that darkness or burst through gloom. And, you know, I just want us to give us a moment just to bring to mind areas in our lives or family or people that we love and care about, situations that are going on that are like darkness. You know, it might be an addiction that we can't kick, loneliness, relationship breakdown, disappointments, betrayal, illness, feeling insecure, financial problems. Could be dissatisfaction with life or fearing of losing our job. Or maybe it's a hurt that we've experienced that we just can't move past. Could be something else. But there's an opportunity maybe just to bring those things to mind. And as we bring those things to mind, I'm just going to give us an opportunity to join in if we'd like to, just to pray that the light of Christ would shine into those situations. You know, we heard stories from Linda and Diana of how they experienced that in those situations that were going on in their lives. But if you feel comfortable, you might just want to close your eyes, and we're just going to pray. And I'm going to say a prayer, and if you want to, you can, in your mind, in your heart, you can maybe say the words with me. But we're just going to bring this darkness to Jesus and invite him to shine the light into it. Light of the world, I present this darkness that my family, myself, someone that I love is experiencing. Thank you that your light cannot be diminished by any darkness. Shine your light of life into my darkness. Help me to stay close to your light. Amen. I'm just going to pray for us. Lord, we just thank you that you are the light that overcomes every darkness. And we thank you for the opportunity to invite you to shine your light into things going on in our lives. And Lord, we just pray for fresh hope for all of us this morning. We pray that situations would move and shift. We'd know that it's you that is at work in them, bringing your light into those situations. Amen.